Tonight, it's the most heated rivalry in Indiana high school football. The North versus the South. The Red versus the Blue. The battle for the Copper Kettle. Good evening and welcome to Week 3 of Carmel Football on 91.3 WHJE, coming to you live from Greenwood, Indiana. I'm your play-by-play announcer, Sam Wexler, and alongside me is your color commentator, Ethan DeRamo. Ethan, Center Grove runs a fantastic wing tee offense, and they're returning several starters, including quarterback Jackson Moore. The Center Grove defense, though, has struggled a little bit as they're 0-2 this season. In contrast, the Carmel Greyhounds defense has been fantastic, with two defensive touchdowns.
Yeah, those defensive touchdowns have been very uplifting here for the Greyhounds and a great motivation booster. Hoping for another one tonight will be very exciting and, as I just said, give the Greyhounds the confidence boost they need to finish out the game.
Confidence boost is huge coming out of a rivalry game for both of these teams, whoever ends up winning this one. Flags at half staff, no wind, and here's the opening kickoff of the ball game. Eckert puts his leg through this one. It's a high end-over-end kick, and this one will go past the goal line, unreturnable, and that'll be a touchback to start the game. So the Carmel Greyhounds will start their drive on the 20-yard line with a fresh clock and a fresh set of downs.
You know, Sam, we've been talking about it all season. We'll see which quarterback is in the game for tonight, Tyler Trent or Gabe Quigley, kind of still having that QB battle, both of them having a good season so far. We'll see who comes out there tonight to start off the game.
Still expecting to see a dual quarterback system from the Carmel Greyhounds. It has boded well for them thus far. Tyler Trent, 57% completion percentage on the season, two touchdowns and a long of 35 yards. Gabe Quigley, the junior, 40% completion, but still two touchdowns and a long of 49. Tyler Trent will lead the offense out for the first drive of the game. He's in the pistol with Downing behind him. One wide receiver to the far right, one to the far left. Man in motion is Hocken Van Banen from left to right. Takes the snap. Quick handoff to the left side to Downing. Downing through the middle of the line, barreling over the middle linebacker shot and getting a good gain of 8 yards, still moving his legs, piled down to about the 26-yard line for a big gain on first down.
Great run there from Dylan Downing, pushing through that defensive line, knocked over someone there and almost got the first down.
Fantastic heads-up football from Downing, lowering the shoulder and powering through. Not to mention a fantastic push from the men up front, Schaefer, Goldblatt, and Kate. Quick snap. Under center, it's going to be a jet play to the far right side. Ogega bouncing between defenders. He's broken another tackle, broken to one. He's to the 30 on the far left side to the 20. The 10, one man to beat. Diving to the end zone, pylon. Ogega with a 53-yard rushing touchdown, and the Center Grove Trojans strike first. So with 4:44 to go in the first quarter, it's 6-0 Center Grove.
Yeah, right after that passing play there from Jackson Moore and Jacob Keith, they ran a hurry-up offense, handed the ball off right away, and he just found that hole, cut between defenders, and found the open lane right to the pylons.
Now Center Grove lining up for a standard point after. The kick is up and good. That makes it 7-0 in favor of the Center Grove Trojans over the Carmel Greyhounds. 4:44 to go in the first quarter. Center Grove up 7-0, and they'll send this one back to the Carmel Greyhounds. The kick is a side-to-side kick, very bad. The wind catches it, and this one will be sent back into the end zone across the goal line for a touchback. 4:20 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 in favor of the Center Grove Trojans. Trent in the gun, two wide receivers to his right, one to his left. Takes the snap, looking, rolling right now. He has to roll out of the pressure. A flag comes down, he throws to the sideline to Christian Williams. He's tackled at the 30-yard line, makes the reception, and that one will be close to the sticks, if not past the first down marker. But a flag back at the line of scrimmage near the 18-yard line, and this could be another holding penalty. This one's coming back.
Yeah, that's another holding penalty. This Carmel offensive line has got to get it together. Really can't have that happening every single drive.
Trent in the gun, takes the snap, dropping back. Good protection. Stands up in the pocket now, throwing over to the far right side to Williams. He makes the catch at the 46-yard line on the opposite side, and that's a first down for the Hounds.
They really just needed that pass to go through. Great protection there for the offensive line. Trent made the throw happen. Christian Williams found the ball and got down right away.
That's a next-level play by Tyler Trent, stepping up in the pocket, setting his feet, and zinging it right to the sideline to Williams, the junior, leading his receiver back to the line. And a big pickup to move the chains. Snap, dropping back. Trent has his run over to the right side. He's scrambling, throws the way across the middle, and it's caught by Sam Rogers right at the 15-yard line, and it'll be a first down. And the Carmel Greyhounds, for the first time in three tries tonight, will convert on fourth down.
What a fantastic play there from Tyler Trent, rolling out to the right, finding Sam Rogers in the middle of the field, and getting that first down to go.
7:07 to go, and the clock rolling in the ball game. 17-0 is the score in favor of the Trojans. Trent in the gun. One wide receiver to the right, two to the left. Snap. Quick screen over to Christian Williams on the left side. He gets a good block, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Carmel Greyhounds! A screenplay from Tyler Trent all the way over to the far left sideline. And Christian Williams puts this one into the end zone, the first score of the night for the Crayons.
Finally, all that work on this drive pays off. Two fourth down conversions, some great at least 20-yard runs there from Dylan Downing. Finally get into the end zone tonight and get some points on the board.
Jackson Moore lines up under center and takes a knee. 25 seconds left on the clock, but that will burn off. 17-7 is the final score from Greenwood, Indiana, Ray Skillman Stadium. The Carmel Greyhounds falling and losing for the fourth year in a row the Copper Kettle game. I've been Sam Weister, your play-by-play man. Alongside me has been Ethan DeRamo. Don't forget to listen to the post-game show hosted by Charlie Maurer and Ethan DeRamo. A big thanks also to Reagan Hewn for that halftime report with Coach Scott Turnquist. Thanks for listening, and have a good evening.